brother. What's up?
This is a good recording, man.
Yeah, brother, like, stop right on.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Don't get confused just because the music's playing. It's a little early for Earl Ingram, but he's joining me right now live via phone. My pal Earl Ingram Jr. from the Earl Ingram Show, the new Earl Ingram Show. How you doing, Earl?
I'm doing fine, Cree. How you doing, man?
Good, sir. Happy Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Before we talk about your big event tonight, what's that day mean to you, Earl? And what do you think it should mean to our listeners?
Man, you know, back I was a young boy, you know, when Dr. King was moving around this nation, and he means everything to me today. You know, not so much, but he means everything to me, and the sacrifices that he made to attempt to change the nation. I don't think it can all be encapsulated by, you know, a day. But anytime Dr. King's name is mentioned, and it just brings back fond memories to me as a young boy, and to watch a man dedicate himself and his life to other people. I try to pattern myself after him from that perspective. So it means a lot.
Earl, it would be nice if the Senate Democrats, the U.S. Senate Democrats, could, you know, perhaps pass a John Lewis voting rights bill to honor Martin Luther King Day, but I suspect they will not succeed at their efforts. I think the vote will be tomorrow, Earl, and I think they'll fail. In light of Martin Luther King Jr. Day, I mean, is it just conspicuous timing, Earl? I know they tried to use perhaps the history of this day to pressure the mansions in the cinemas, but what do you think about the fact in 2022, man, we can't preserve voting rights for minorities in this nation?
Well, you know, Crudy, number one, being a minority and knowing what has transpired and knowing the history, and then at the same time hearing people talk about critical race theory and all of those kinds of things, and it just, to be honest with you, angers me because that's not what the nation is supposed to be. And that's not what the nation claims to be, but, you know, the people can claim to be whatever it is they want to be. The facts are the facts, and they are doing everything within their power, mainly Republicans, to disenfranchise American citizens. And you know, I thought we fought a civil war over that, but I guess it doesn't matter anymore, Crudy, to some.
Folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I got a fine guest live via phone. He is Earl Ingram Jr. from the new Earl Ingram Show. And that currently plays out at 5 o'clock right here, right after this fine program. But Earl, we're going to move you to mornings just as soon as we get the new studios built out in Waukesha. Buddy, I can't wait to put you back in a 3-hour slot. I know you're itching to do it, you know, perhaps mid-February or a few days before. But Earl, mid-February, we've got a Milwaukee special election, a mayoral race, the first one that probably mattered in, 16, 20 years? Earl, you are moderating a candidate forum tonight. What can you tell the audience about the Milwaukee mayoral race? There's a lot of candidates. What can you say about the race?
I can say that it is, in fact, a rainbow group of candidates and, you know, black, Hispanic, white, you know, we've got everybody, and, you know, Democrats, Republicans. Crudy, it's been 17 years since we had a new mayor. It's a lot of, you know, a lot of people are really excited about this, and so am I, and I'm really excited that I've been given the opportunity to have the first mayoral debate. And so I couldn't be doing that if I didn't have a show. So, you know, you've given me the platform and an opportunity to be able to do what they've asked me to do.
Yeah, but I would have taken away if you hadn't used it, Earl. So I'm proud of you, man. Tell us about this mayoral event tonight, and how can people attend? Can they still show up? Where's it at? And
yeah, give us the details you can. The Wisconsin Black Chamber of Commerce is located at 3020 West Valleet Street. Doors open at 6:30, and you know, it's a great opportunity, man, to have these candidates, you know, talk more than just, you know, individually, and the first time that they'll all be together. And I'm excited about, you know, controlling that event, Crudy. I think I've learned a little bit, and we took your advice, man. We spread it around, and you know, you know a little bit. You've been down the road a couple times, and what you suggested is, I think, the best way to do it.
Yeah, you got to have a manageable number of candidates to direct at any given time. So I understand there's, what, six or more mayoral candidates in Milwaukee. You guys are breaking it into, what, flights of three or something of the sort?
Yeah, three. Yeah, three each hour.
And do you know who will be in attendance at tonight's event at the Black Chamber of Commerce?
Well, everybody's been invited. There were the top four candidates have agreed. The last time I spoke with them, and I'm sure the other two will be there also. So,
and that's Chevy Johnson, Lena Taylor, Bob Donovan going to be there?
Yes, Ernell Lucas, the sheriff of the city of Milwaukee.
How about Marina?
Marina Dmitrievich is also a go. So, you know, the only one that I don't know about yet is the businessman, and wow, his name slips my mind.
And they all qualified for the ballot, because my understanding, the city attorney, Tierman Spencer, didn't get his signatures. I guess he's probably not invited to the big event tonight.
Hey, Crudy. Tierman Spencer. Yeah, he's
well, maybe if his name was on the ballot, I'd learn it better.
No, I'm saying Tierman from the standpoint that he's crying crocodile tears.
Oh, I hear you. Joined by pal Earl Ingram, a Milwaukee mayoral candidate event. Earl's the moderator at the Black Chamber of Commerce. Doors open at 6:30. It's worth a Google.
And listen
make it
to
quick.
My show, none other than Stu Man, the newsman, is filling in.
I'd have mentioned that, Earl. Come back. Bill McCoshin, my fine guest, is next.
Good luck. We're all counting on you.
Come on.